Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Food Safety Specialist Jason Taylor about National Food Safety Education Month. This is part one of a two-part interview.
September is National Food Safety Month, and I saw that the theme this year is the culture of safety. What do you think is the importance of keeping a culture of food safety, whether it's at home or in your business?
Well, keeping a culture, I would say, would be always keeping it in your mind that food potentially can make you sick if you don't take it precautions to make your food safe, I guess. Your top things that you'd want to be thinking about would be your cooking temperatures, your holding temperatures, and keeping your kitchen clean is a big one. And then making sure that any leftovers, you're cooling them properly and making sure that they're not going to make you sick when you eat them the next time.
And what would you say are the key steps in preventing food poisoning and foodborne illnesses?
Well, the first one would be keep your kitchen clean. I mean, even your household pets can carry different bacteria that you don't think about. Cats use their litter box. The dogs will go outside and come back in your house. So you're constantly bringing stuff inside that you don't want in your kitchen. So before you start preparing your meals, you probably do want to wipe down all your counters. If you can, use a real mild bleach solution. For us in the industry, it's 50 to 100 parts per million on bleach. For a spray bottle, you're going to use about 3 drops of chlorine to a bottle. That'll give you pretty close to what you need to be. And if you mix it in your sink, you'll use a gallon of water. It'll probably be a quarter capful is about all that you need. And wipe down all your counters and that. And then once you do get started, then it would be your cooking temperatures would be the next thing. For your ground beefs, ground pork, any type of ground product that's not poultry products, they are 155. In your poultry products of ground turkey, ground chicken, your all that kind of thing, you'd want 165 on that. And then if you have whole muscle cuts, like getting into the fall, you'll start having roasts and different things like that, it's 145. And if you're grilling, your steaks and chops would be 145 also to make sure that they're properly cooked. And as we go on, then we would have the proper holding temperatures. So if you say you're making it ahead of time for your guests that are going to be arriving, you want to make sure it holds 135. So you can set your temperature on your oven a little bit down to, well, you know, 150 or so to hold that food at that temperature. And then for cooling, you want to, once it hits 135 degrees, that's when the cooling actually starts. It's not when you pull it out of the pan. So you want to keep it on the counter until it gets to 135 and then put it in your fridge. And you want to get it to 70 within the first 2 hours and then down to 41 within additional 4 hours.
Keeping foods separate and stuff, if you could talk about that and what's the importance of how you contain or when you are preparing foods together.
Okay. In your refrigerator for storage of your products, you want to keep your ready-to-eat products at the top, like all your lettuces and different things, raw meat products on the bottom. And if you have, say you have poultry, you want that to be even lower as the lowest part above, you know, so it's not above any type of beef or pork products because, by the temperatures for what temperature your cooking temperature is. So it would start out with your roasts and steaks and then your ground products and then your chicken would be below that, so if something would ever drip from one to the next, that you won't, if you cook, say you have chicken above your steaks and you cook them to 145, well, salmonella and some of the other bacteria can still survive at that temperature. So then you're going to get sick possibly by that point. And then when you do have it inside your refrigerator, you don't want to keep it over 7 days. It has to be disposed of within the 7 days. So
right now I have been keeping my fruit and my vegetables in these drawers in the bottom of my fridge. Does that mean I'm in trouble?
Well, as long as you contain your spills. I mean, I keep mine in the crisper drawers also. They are contained in there, so hopefully your products aren't going to drip in there. And put your different meats in a pan so they can't drip. It'd be the best option.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Food Safety Specialist Jason Taylor about National Food Safety Education Month. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.